Gun crime inevitably leads to discussions of gun control.
How did Lochner get a gun? Don't we have background checks for people with psychiatric troubles?
Jared got a gun, a semi-automatic Glock 19, and that listener isn't the only one asking how.
But nothing in a federal background check would have kept Lochner from buying a gun. And the balance of privacy versus safety, gun laws lean heavily toward privacy. Although now, while he's under arrest, most of Lochner's secrets are no longer safe. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning. It is Tuesday, January 11th, and today dealing with kind of the broader discussions about what happened in Arizona.
Well, we're certainly going to be learning a lot more about the emotional health of Jared Lochner. Of course, it's after the fact of the violence on the weekend. Let's get a check of the morning's top news. The nation is still grieving for the victims of the weekend shooting spree in Arizona today. President Obama will be among those paying tribute to the six people killed and 14 wounded at a memorial service in Tucson tomorrow.
As President of the United States, but also as a father. Obviously, I'm spending a lot of time just thinking about the families and reaching out to them.
Shooter Jared Lochner has been ruled a, quote, danger to the community and is being held without bail. Joining us now from Tucson once again is Christopher Buzz Conover, reporter at KUAZ Public Radio in Tucson. Good morning, Buzz.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about this memorial service tomorrow and the preparations being made.
Yes, tomorrow there's going to be a public memorial service. It's going to be held actually on the campus at the University of Arizona in the basketball stadium, if you will. They're telling people to arrive early. The president will be there. The university was supposed to begin classes for the new semester tomorrow. They have pushed that off a day. They are expecting well over a capacity crowd at this. There's a large card being put out at the university that for people to sign, those who can't get in, and they're hoping people start signing that possibly as early as later today.
And so many details are emerging about aspects of this story. I'm struck by, of course, the little girl, the 9-year-old girl born on 9/11. That one sticks with me. What new are we learning about the motives of the shooter?
We're not. The motives are the interesting part. We're learning a lot about the shooter. The police have discovered some notes and things like that, that he had had contact with the congresswoman as early as 2007, and that he had definitely planned this. The motive part is still at least a mystery to a lot of us. They're not talking a lot about the motive at this point, but it was definitely seems to have been a planned event.
All right. From Tucson, Christopher Buzz Conover, reporter at KUAZ Public Radio. He'll be with us this hour to keep us updated on what's going on there in Tucson. In the wake of the shooting, the House, as we mentioned yesterday, has suspended this week's planned schedule.
Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay has been sentenced to 3 years in prison for his role in a campaign finance money laundering scheme. He was found guilty of illegally funneling $190,000 to Republican candidates in 2002.
Surprise visit to Afghanistan by Vice President Joe Biden. He's visiting and overseeing a $20 billion training program that's to be part of a plan to transition control to Afghan forces by the time U.S.-led NATO troops leave the country in 2014.
And it turns out the Federal Reserve made a record profit of more than $78 billion in 2010. That's a 65% increase over the previous year.
It's a good business to get into.
His figures show how the financial crisis has turned the Fed into the most profitable bank in U.S. history. Looking at the markets, Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up, and so are futures. The Dow will start at 11,637, the S&P at 1,269, the NASDAQ opens at 2,707.
After Saturday's violent rampage in Tucson that killed six, including a 9-year-old girl, how are you making sense of the tragedy in your life? We had a discussion with our 9-year-old about the story she read in the New York Times about what happened to that 9-year-old girl. What do you think? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post a comment at thetakeaway.org. A discussion of gun control in a moment.